I think we're going to talk about materialism this evening.
Okay.
And it can often be argued that in this fast-paced life, in this world of today, a today of running between A and B very quickly, without even contemplating or thinking, or even taking a moment to enjoy, to investigate, and to thank for that journey in between those two points of time. Even from our angle, and I'm sure you will agree from your own observations, there seems little time or effort being placed on one's own progression and spirituality. We live in a world of material things. We live in a world that today is circumstanced, is surrounded by, and may I add, suffocated by, that material aspect of oneself. Spirituality is more than a way of life. I suppose one can term it as maybe a direction in life. Spirituality is not standing still. It's about moving. It's about constant change. If you take a metaphor, it's merely like a stream of water that flows in a singular direction, and that stream flows into the river and then out into the oceans. Spirituality can be deemed much the same, a thought, an idealism, a piece of wisdom or philosophy. It just takes one drop into that stream, and then that stream will merge with other streams. The blending, the joining, the coming together. You hear that phrase, two minds are always better than one. Remember, please contemplate, that if two minds are better than one, why is man so singular in his approach? It is often seen as if we have confiscated that idealism, that spiritual growth that is needed. And there are only times throughout man's gear when he does contemplate or think. We think of the period of the poppies, where man looks back. He wonders how and why. He thinks of the future, of peace, of love, of acceptance, of tolerance, of compassion. And then that period finishes. Another day of materialistic views, and all is forgotten. Man is blinkered. He is focused in the wrong direction. For the material and the spiritual can live in harmony, in tandem. Many see progression of the spiritual to be a reward, a benefit of belief and of trust. For these are not rewards of material. These rewards are open. to every being, to every soul. The fellowship of the Spirit does not reward for good behavior. For rewards and benefits and praise are no matter. These are gifts that man can bestow on oneself. You hear of Judgment Day, a term or ideology taken for many faiths and beliefs in this world. But man does not have to be judged, for he has the ability and hindsight to judge himself. And no matter that man's perfection is never obtained, for perfection is only truly found when understanding is obtained, when knowledge is taken and understood. And so, the material and the spiritual can form a marriage, a union, if you will. And we simply ask that that moment for spiritual is taken with such readiness. We neither require the binding of man with the spiritual, for it is a direction or an understanding or his ability to make those thoughts, those decisions himself. It's man's mindset that prevents him from doing so. And you hear of man's existence in purgatory. There is no purgatory. There is no middle ground. There is no here or after. There is simply now. There is simply this moment in time. There is simply that opportunity to make that difference, to make that necessary change. And we can all strive for perfection. But what is not comprehended, but what is not understood, is that man is affected. Man has a reason and a being. He has a purpose. Every eventuality, every little journey, every little decision that is made is pure perfection. Pure reasoning behind the fault. And as you understand, it is faults that create actions, actions that can create change, and then changes that can make the difference. See it now. We feel it. We hear it. It is like a new flower, its bud opening to bloom. It may be bloomed for a short duration, but the essence of beauty that can arrive, that can be seen with the eyes, that, my friends, is perfection. And so, we will hold the torch. We will hold the metaphoric candle. We will provide the source of light. If you only follow, if you only make that journey, if you can make and take that direction, we can head for eternity. We can take the metaphor. We can take the picture of a ship. Sometimes it is just the sails that need to be upheaved, so the wind may take its direction and the ship will take its natural course. So you see, within the world of the spirit and the world of the physical, which of course is merely one world, we have the ability to work in tandem. And together, we can make the difference. Baby steps. And we just have to look back to the beginnings, to the primate.